now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is the Roland Trujillo Show. Welcome. Welcome to the program. New listeners, I'm glad you're here. People that have been listening for a while, well, thank you for joining us on Sunday morning. I've moved from Saturday to Sunday morning, and I think it's a good time for me. Today I'm going to answer some questions, some typical questions, and that'll kind of give you an idea where this program is and what it's all about. I've been on the air for 20 years. 20 years, ladies and gentlemen. You could say that I've been in training for 20 years for a time such as this. You see, what we have now is hard times. Studs Terkel wrote a book called Hard Times. Maybe some of you remember you read The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck's novel about the Great Depression. You've heard about hard times. Some of you had, you know, you remember back in the 70s when there were gas lines and the interest rates were high and so on. You remember that. But we're in for really hard times, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to be a time of searching and sorting things out for a lot of people. See, when you've heard of the comfort zone, a lot of us have been in the comfort zone for a long time. Everything's kind of going along just kind of fine and everything's okay. But then when things get shaken up just a little bit, well, then we will sometimes take a look at ourselves and see where we're at. We begin to search for answers. What is the meaning of life? Why am I here? A nice lady who's a friend of mine, well, recently her husband and her broke up, and it's become a time of searching. And she said, those are her precise words. She said, I asked myself, why am I here? Why am I on this earth? What is my purpose in being here? And so she is now beginning to, well, she's coming out from under a dark cloud and beginning to express herself and be herself. So what would normally be a negative thing seems like it is going to be a positive thing. So hard times are going to make a lot of people start searching, but at the same time, hard times are will stress people. And most of us overreact to things. We react and we overreact to every little thing. Well, if you overreact to every little thing, just imagine how much stress a person is under when big things come along. You see what I mean? So now, as I say, I have been in training for a time such as this, because what do I have for people? Number one, I can help you to reconnect with your own inner ground of being. I can help you connect with intuition. See, a lot of us pray from intuition, or you could call it common sense, you know, in your heart, your deepest and highest instincts. We fall away from those, and we do foolish things. We become caught up in music, in drugs, in ambition, in pursuit of, you know, material things or some goal. And we get so caught up with it, we kind of forget who we really are. And months, even years go by, decades. Then all of a sudden, when that thing that we had pursued, suddenly it's gone or it comes to an end, then there we are, left all alone and questioning. And the comfort zone is gone. Now, admittedly, it is a time of anxiety, but if handled properly, it could be a time of refinding who you really are and getting back in touch with your intuition and beginning to live life, your own life, not somebody else's life, not somebody else's goals or plans for you, but your own life. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here I am, in training for 20 years for a time such as this. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I shall be back after this important announcement. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals,
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation, commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there are some people who are simply what the term dilettante. They flitter from one thing to another, and they stay on the surface of things, and they really have no interest in truth, no interest whatsoever. And so, as such, people might listen in to me for a little while. They won't understand what I'm saying, and they'll go off somewhere else. And some people might, because of their circumstance. See, a lot of us, we don't really begin to search for answers. I mean, really search for answers until we hit rock bottom. That's when we really begin to search for answers. And when somebody hits rock bottom, well, then lucky are they if they encounter my program. Because here I am, a beacon of truth. And here I am, and I have resources too. I have a great website and several blogs. So I have a whole bunch of articles that I've written, blog posts. I've written several books. I have a beautiful meditation that helps people calm down and reconnect with their intuition and stand back from all their worries and doubts and fears. Stand back and begin to use their peripheral vision. Get the big picture. See? And help people to stop being so reactive. And help people through this meditation. And through learning to stand back, which the meditation helps you to do, to begin to exert reason in your life instead of emotion. Instead of reacting and getting upset and saying or doing the wrong thing, and then, you know, making a mess out of things and then becoming angry and resentful and redoubling your efforts to clear up your mess and making things even worse, and saying the wrong thing to people and becoming guilty, feeling bad, and bending over backwards to be extra nice, and then they take advantage, and then you resent them again, and see? That endless cycle. But stand back and get out of that loop, and get out of the worry loop. See, what do? When we're faced with times, well, we don't know how to cope, so we fall into the imagination. So there we sit, chewing the cud, you know, like a cow, thinking over and over again, reliving the past over and over again, or planning and scheming the same thing over and over and over and over again. See, well, there are no answers there. What you need is understanding. What you need is reason. And that can be brought to bear upon your life when you stop being so emotional. See, emotion drives out reason. So that's what my meditation helps you to do. So you go to my website, you get all these wonderful previously recorded lectures, programs, books, articles, blog posts, huge amount of resources. Real answers. See, what I do is I lead you to the source of understanding. See, let me give you a couple of little... See, that's what you need is the source of... What you need is to be back in touch with your own intuition. For example, some of you listen to me and you see that what I'm saying is true. You can hear something coming through my words that resonates. You see that it's true. It's not the same thing that you hear from other people. It's not phony. It's not contrived. It's not pre-planned. There's no self, you know, there's no guile in it. I'm not trying, I don't want anything from you. It's plain and simple truth. And so you hear it and you like it. But my question to you is, how do you know that it's the truth? How do you know that what I'm saying is true? How do you, see? And the way you know is because you can sense that it's true. You see, you wordlessly see that it's true. See, it's beyond, it has nothing to do with thinking. Of course, thinking can flow from intuition, but it's beyond thinking. It's above thinking. You see in the light of truth that it's true, that my what I'm saying is true. Well, so that means that you have intuition. Otherwise, how would you know that what I'm saying is true? You see what I mean? So you already have intuition. And where is this intuition? Where does it come from? It comes from God. It's not a feeling. It's like a light, an inner light for your soul. You simply see. Well, so you have that. But your problem is that you have always doubted it. And you listen more to what other people say than what you knew in your heart. See, and you disobeyed your intuition. You disregarded it. You doubted it. And you listen to the big mouths on the outside because they said the things you wanted to hear and they stroked your ego and they got you excited. And so you went for the pleasure, the excitement, for the goals, for the brass ring, for the money, for the whatever. Well, so you were misled. So now, so what happens then after a life of that? We become very guilty. We're afraid. Then we become afraid of truth. So you become afraid of your conscience. You're so far away from conscience, you don't even know it exists. And if you do sense it, you sense it as a vague anxiety. But what you need is to get is to return to conscience. See? And the first thing conscience does is makes you feel bad when you see that you've been, well, a fool, or that you've been hateful, that you've been resentful, that you've been selfish, whatever it is that you have to see. When you begin to see that, yes, it is painful, but it's only painful to your ego, and it's only painful for a little while. But if you would make friends with conscience, then instead of conscience, it would be intuition again. Are you with me? Can you see that intuition is like a little bit of foresight and present sight? See, you're walking down a street, and you know, there's two ways you could go. One way leads, and you just have a sense not to go that way. You just sense not to go. Something drains you. You don't go that way, and who knows what would have been there? Some mugger, perhaps, or some untoward thing. So you're safe. See, some little thing. You know, like a person pulls up to the red. They're sitting at the red light. And the light turns green, and all of a sudden they just reach and fiddle with a dial on their dashboard. They just fiddle for a second or two with a little dial on their dashboard, and then they go, and then here, right at that moment, a car goes flying through that blew the red light and went through 60 miles an hour. And if the person had gone immediately from the red light, they would have been hit by that car, but because they delayed a second or two, they were safe. See? Well, that's intuition. Quiet, wordless guide. Well, you need to be in touch with your intuition again. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here I am. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a program that is very helpful because I have real answers. But like I said, it's not so much that I have answers, it's that I know how to restore you to your own intuition. See, just listening to me, if you listen with the right spirit, if you have a twisted spirit and you're listening to find fault, or you hate the truth, well then, you know, it's not going to work for you. But if you love the truth, then you hear what I'm saying and you say yes. See, you're glad to hear it. It's like a breath of fresh air. Well, that's good for you. See, so it's good to listen to me. It kind of restores, you know, your, restores you in a sense to what you know in your heart. It's like when you were a little kid, you know. You kind of knew things and saw things and you were innocent and it was beautiful. But then you went out in the world and got upset and people were cruel and they made you resentful. But now what happens? Maybe you listen to me and you, what I say is true and you listen and yes, yes. See, and then after the program's over, you don't remember what I said, but somehow it was helpful. But you go out in the world, and what happens? You become upset. Here comes your wife, she irritates you. Your husband irritates you. Here comes your boss, here comes a bill. Here comes something to pull you in, somebody pulls you into an argument, or pulls you into this, or pulls you into that, or you watch television or listen to music. You get sucked into things, see? And before you know it, you get lost in those things and pulled away from intuition. So what you need is to get the meditation that I have, learn to practice it a little bit in the morning, a little middle of the day and in the evening, just enough to become recentered. And then when these things of life come along and they start to pull you in, suddenly you'll realize that you're being pulled in, or you'll realize that you're pulled in and you'll pull back. See? You'll realize something will make you aware that you're being pulled in, and you stand back. See? And you keep snapping out of your little daydreams, and you get pulled into a daydream, and there you are lost in a daydream, and all of a sudden you realize you're lost in a daydream, and you snap out, and you're back in reality again. See? So now you're closer to your intuition, you're closer to reality, then you can begin to go through life with a light touch. Not pulled into everything, but, well, a little bit distant. See, a little distant. Then you begin to see things as they are, and see yourself as you are, and you begin to be able to sort things out. So it's very good, so you should get the meditation. You should go to my website, get the meditation, listen to it. And after you get the meditation, listen to it, if you care to, and you begin to practice it a little bit, then you should get some of my books. You should read some of my articles. They're all free right there on, you know, at the website. You can go to my website and click on the different links and see where things are and read things. There's a lot there. There's plenty there to keep you busy, so to speak. A lot of food for thought there. And then you can order some of my books. In fact, now you can get my books in ebook format. In fact, they have a special. You can get any one of my books. You can order one of my books for a donation of any amount. You can give a small donation and get the ebook. I'll send it to you by email. You get it right away. It won't cost you hardly anything. Just whatever you can afford for a little donation. You see what I mean? All right. So, now that I've covered all those bases. Oh, yes. So, let's get to some questions now before we run out of time. So, now you know who I am. You could call me the Common Sense Christian Coach. Common Sense Christian Coach. Common Sense Christian Counselor. Coach Roland. See? Common sense. That's another word for intuition. It's the most basic form of intuition. Common sense. You either have it or you don't. If you have your common sense, well, if you have your common sense, then you have your common sense. It's a basic form of intuition. It's a basic form of wisdom. All right. Well, we're just about up against another break here, so please listen to this important message, and I'll get to the questions after this break. Would you like a really positive attitude?
If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a lot of time, but I want to answer a couple of questions very briefly, and then I'll tell you how you can ask a question of me. You can email me a question, and I'll answer it on the air. First question. They say this was the top Googled question of a couple of years ago. Question, who is God? Who is God? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you could spend... In fact, that's the beautiful part of a life, is you can discover of God, discover who he is. When you begin to search sincerely for who he is, when you yearn for the Father you've never known, see, when you yearn for the Father you've never known, you begin to search and you'll begin to discover of him, see, and learning of him, well, that's, you know, nothing, it never ends, it goes on forever. But to answer the question very briefly, who is God? I'll tell you who he is. He is our Heavenly Father. God is a Father. Yes, he is a person. He's a Father, not just some force. See, not just some nameless, mindless, well, not mindless, but some force of the universe. No, he's a Father. And he has his ways, see, and he has a lot of love. He has a lot of love. But he's also corrective. And he can also be stern. But he has a lot of love. He's like a good father. When you think of a good father, many of us didn't have a good father. Our father was halfway decent, maybe, but he wasn't. There was something missing. But if you think of a good father, what a good father is, he's kind, he's thoughtful, he's patient, he's wise, he's there for you. See? And he's there for your real needs. You know, when you're a teenager and you say, hey, can I go out after midnight with these people? And he says, no, you can't. See, he knows how to set limits. Play this violent video game? No, you can't have that in your house, in our house. So he has this stern side, but he's always patient. He's not angry. He's not resentful. See, he stands for what's right. So now you see what a good father is. So that's a good father. Somehow deep in your heart, you know what a good father is, don't you? Maybe you resent your real dad because he, even though he was a decent guy, you may have had a decent father, but there was something missing. And a lot of ladies, their husband is decent. He goes to work, comes home, he's a nice guy, but there's something missing. So she doesn't understand why she resents him or she wants from him. But see, what's the Father's Spirit? See, now the Father's Spirit can come through a good man who loves God and who loves principle more than anything. Then he will be a good representative of God. You see what I mean? But the point is that God is our Father. That's the answer. Who we do not know yet, but who we can know, see, if we yearn to know him. Okay, another question came in. Oh, incidentally, if you want to ask a question, just send it to, how can you send it to me? Well, now here's the thing. Where are you going to send it to me? I know. Go to my website, and there'll be... right in the middle of the page, there'll be a big thing. It says, Ask Roland. Click there, and then you can email me from there. So go to my website, coachroland.com. right in the middle, a big section called Ask Roland. Click there, send me the question. Okay, here's another question. What about casual dating? A mother asks for her teenager, how about casual dating? And I say no. I say no. Dating is, you know, dating, you know, getting together with a bunch of friends, yes, that's fine. But casual dating, no. Dating is for someone who you're going to get married to. I'm not in favor of casual dating. I'll be right back. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Well, I only got to two questions and I didn't have much time for the second one, but that gives you an idea. I will answer questions, and next, if I get some good questions, I'll spend more time on them. So go to CoachRoland.com. Right in the middle, you'll see a big Ask Roland. Click there, and then send me an email. And I will answer the question on the air. Now, I can't answer your emails individually, but I will answer at least some of the emails, hopefully all of them, or some of them, or the better ones. I'll answer those questions on the air, okay? Well, if you would like to have a question that you would like to have answered on the air, well, then just go to CoachRoland.com. Once again, that's CoachRoland.com. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.